Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is October the 9th, 2019. Well, how many times have you heard this scripture? The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You know, that's a very popular scripture. And you know, it's also a very powerful scripture because we do understand that prayers have an effect. And we all need to believe in the power of a righteous man's prayer. We need to believe that it will be effective. But along with that passage, we need to remember what the next two, that was James 5:16, by the way. But the next two scriptures inform us also, James 5:17. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Do you know the account to which James is referencing? The account to which James is referencing is the account of Elijah during the days in which Ahab is king. You see, there was a sore famine in the land. We know that from James that it was because Elijah had prayed that it would not rain. And if you remember when Elijah meets Ahab, Ahab says, "You're the one that troubles Israel." And Elijah says, "Oh no, I'm not the one that's troubled Israel. You're the one that's troubled Israel because of your sin." And so we know this account's going on. It's found in 1 Kings 18. And in 1 Kings 18 is the passage where Elijah challenges the prophets of Baal to call down fire from heaven and consume the sacrifice. We know that this is where Elijah defeated the prophets of Baal. And then Elijah prayed that it would rain. As a matter of fact, if you go there to 1 Kings 18, you'll see that when Elijah prays, listen to these words that he says when it discusses to us how that Elijah prays. It says, "And Elijah went up," this is 1 Kings 18:42. "And Elijah went up to the top of Mount Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees, and he began to pour out his heart towards God." You understand that this is an intense prayer. This, you know, that this is, of course, a fervent prayer. This is a prayer when you can feel Elijah begging God to send rain. Have you ever been involved in prayer like that, when more or less you are begging God to do something? You know, I've been involved in prayer sometimes when almost you can't speak words. You know, sometimes it might be you pray, "Oh Lord, help me." You know, you're just so burdened that you are begging God to do something. And that's the place in which we find Elijah here in our text. And Elijah prays, and he prays that it would rain. As a matter of fact, in verse number 41 of that passage of scripture, even before it says that Elijah went up to pray, he told Ahab, he said, "Get thee up, eat and drink, for there's a sound of abundance of rain." You know what that teaches us? That Elijah believed that God was going to answer his prayer even before he prayed. Now think about that. Elijah really told Ahab that God was going to answer his prayer before he even prayed. You can see the power in Elijah's prayer and his belief and the confidence that he had that God was going to answer his prayer. Elijah had not prayed for rain yet he expresses his faith. We also see the persistence of Elijah by him telling his servant to pray seven times. It tells us there, if I can find my way back to my Bible, it tells us there, and he said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, "There is nothing." And he said, Go again seven times. That's 1 Kings 18:43. So he wasn't just settled with asking God once to send rain. He asked 7 times that that God would send the rain. And God sent the rain. Now, James is using that account when he's encouraging us to pray fervently. And he says this about Elijah, that Elijah is a man of like passions as us. This means that he is a man of like nature and constitution. There wasn't anything special about his nature or his makeup. He was called of God to be a prophet. But his prayers, there were, you know, God doesn't promise to answer a prophet's prayer more than he does our prayer. And Elijah prayed, and he expected God to answer. And because he did, God answered his prayer. So this brings us to think about our own prayer life. What type of expectations do you have when you pray? Do you pray fervently? Do you pray believing God will answer your prayers? Sometimes I wonder what type of faith I have when I'm praying. Do I really believe that God will answer my prayers? You know, there are times as I look back in my Christian life when I truly believe that God would answer my prayers. And there are other times when I just don't know. You know, was I really praying in faith? Was I really believing? Did I really expect God to answer my prayer? I guess I should ask you the same thing. When you pray, do you really believe that God's going to answer your prayer? I encourage you today to be fervent in prayer. I urge you to have faith that God will answer your prayer. Recognize that a fervent prayer of one who walks in righteousness will be heard by God. Elijah, a man of like passions, was not free from sinful passions such as impatience or fear or unbelief. And he was just like us. Gill says this about his prayer. The phrase here seems to design something more than bare praying, a praying not merely externally or formally and with lip only, but with the spirit and with understanding and with the heart engaged in it. With inwrought prayer, the prophet prayed with much earnestness, with great vehemence and intenseness of the spirit. As this Hebraism denotes, his prayer was fervent, and it was constant, and it was importunate, and was continued until he had an answer. That was the key. He kept on praying until he got an answer. So today I want you to see that intensity in prayer matters. I want you to see that importunity in prayer matters. I want you to see that praying with a desire to not quit is advised. And it's like this. I'm reminded of Genesis 32:6, when Jacob was praying and he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." Talking about the angel of the Lord that Jacob was wrestling with. And here was the word of Jacob. And he said, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me." If you really want God to answer your prayer, have the attitude of Jacob and don't stop praying till you get an answer. So today, Lord, I pray you will show your people the benefit of praying earnestly. I pray that we will see that commitment in prayer is rewarded. Give us the attitude of Elijah and Jacob in our prayers today. In the name of your son, Jesus, I pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Pastor Mark signing off.